stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we're present in front of you with a new episode of our program, The Stories of Quran. And today, as usual, as we bring a new story from the Holy Quran in every new episode of ours, similarly, today again, we've brought another interesting and faith-enlightening story before you, which inshaAllah Azza wa Jal will not only enlighten our iman, our hearts, but also it contains various Madani pearls of lessons for us. And we will also try to learn those lessons which we will be able to derive from today's story. Today's story is a very interesting one. It is about a very sacred box. Yes, a very sacred box. What is the story behind this sacred box? What was this sacred box? What exactly did it contain and whom did it belong to? We will cover all this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, after listening to the virtue of reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the one who would recite durood upon me 500 times a day will not become dependent upon others. So a very beautiful way we've been told in the hadith to stay away from poverty, from destitution, to recite durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at least 500 times every day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So today's topic, the holy box, the blissful box, the box that was full of bounties, full of mercies, and how the Holy Quran has mentioned about this beautiful, sacred, this holy box. This box is known as Tabut-e-Sakina. This is the name of the box, Tabut-e-Sakina, how this box has been known as. Now, this was a box that was made of boxwood. Boxwood is a specific kind of wood, very precious kind of wood, you can say. So this beautiful box, this holy sacred box, was made of boxwood, which was revealed to Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So this sacred box remained with Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam until the end of his apparent worldly life. And after his apparent demise, this box was passed on to his children as inheritance, one after the other. Now, to the extent that it reached Hazrat Sayyiduna Yaqub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and it remained under the custody of the children of Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, i.e. the Bani Israel. Israel was another name of Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and with the same affiliation, his children are called Bani Israel, i.e. the sons of Yaqub, children of Yaqub. So that sacred box, Tabut-e-Sakina, after reaching Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, it stayed in the custody of his children, i.e. of Bani Israel. Now, after Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his children, this box reached Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa Kaleemullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he kept the blessed Torah in it and also other sacred belongings of his in this very box. Now, this box, it was a very sacred and holy box. So whenever Bani Israel, they would fight against the pagans, against the disbelievers, and whenever Bani Israel would get worried due to the pagans, the disbelievers being very large in number, then what they would do? They would place this box in front of them. And blessings of this box would emanate from the box in a way that it would solace their hearts, and the grief that would have entered their hearts because of the large number of the enemy that would get removed by the virtue of this very sacred holy box. Whenever they would carry this box ahead, then they would receive the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of them being victorious, and eventually they would become victorious and they would earn victory in every expedition of theirs. Whenever there would be any kind of difference of opinion amongst the Bani Israel, then they would seek advice from this very sacred box. The glad tidings of victory would be heard to Bani Israel from this very sacred box. And the Bani Israel used to keep this box, this Tabut-e-Sakina, with them during their supplications. And by the virtue of this sacred box, by the virtue of Tabut-e-Sakina, their supplications, their du'as will be answered, and afflictions, calamities, other troubles, whatever would befall upon them, by the virtue of Tabut-e-Sakina, of the sacred box, all those afflictions and calamities and problems, they would be averted, they would be alleviated by the virtue of Tabut-e-Sakina. In short, Tabut-e-Sakina, this sacred box, was a source of great blessings and a treasure of bounties for Bani Israel. So, we can see that how sacred this box was, that Bani Israel, they considered it to be something very sacred for them. And whenever they wanted any kind of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any kind of bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any kind of alleviation of any kind of calamity or problem, then they would seek help from this sacred box. They would supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the virtue of this box, and their supplication, their dua would be accepted by the virtue of Tabut-e-Sakina. Whenever they would be grieved because of the large number of the army of the enemy, then they would place Tabut-e-Sakina in front of them, and by the virtue of the blessings of Tabut-e-Sakina, their heart would receive tranquility, their heart would receive a solace, it would get solace, and the grief and the worry that they would actually have because of the enemy being large in number, that would also get removed. So this is how sacred this box was for Bani Israel, and indeed it was sacred because it was affiliated, it had an association with Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam, and it had reached Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam all the way from Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And within this very sacred box, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had kept the blessed Torah and other possessions, other belongings of his. And due to this, this box became very, very sacred. And Bani Israel, they used to attain all the glad tidings and all the bounties and mercies by the virtue of this sacred box. Their du'as will be accepted by the virtue of this sacred box. However, then a time came when the sinful deeds of Bani Israel, they exceeded all limits. The transgressions, the wrongdoings, the sins of Bani Israel, they exceeded all the limits, and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck them. Now, just imagine that Bani Israel have such a sacred box, such a sacred and holy box, which is a means of blessings for them, and they can see their du'as being accepted and them receiving all kinds of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the virtue of this sacred box. But there was a time then came when their transgressions, they came to a limit, they came, they crossed all the limits, and then they were struck by the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was that wrath? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the tribe of Amalika dominate Bani Israel. They attacked Bani Israel. They carried a huge massacre of Bani Israel. A great bloodshed took place. A lot of Bani Israel, they were killed. And their homes and their city, their dwellings, they were all ruined. They all got destroyed. So Amalika, the nation of Amalika, they dominated over Bani Israel. They ruined, they destroyed their towns, their dwellings, and they killed a lot of Bani Israel. And the tribe of Amalika, they also took over Tabut-e-Sakina from Bani Israel. So Bani Israel did not have Tabut-e-Sakina, the sacred box anymore. The tribe of Amalika, they took Tabut-e-Sakina, this holy box, away from Bani Israel, but they themselves did not respect this holy box. What they did was, ma'atullah, they threw this sacred box, Tabut-e-Sakina, at the pile of garbage, ma'atullah. This is how they disrespected Tabut-e-Sakina, this sacred box. But, so as a consequence of this, as a repercussions, they faced the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala themselves as well. That different diseases, calamities and catastrophes struck them. That the five cities of the people of Amalika, the tribe of Amalika, were destroyed. They were completely ruined. And they realized, they understood that all these catastrophes and all these calamities that have befallen upon them, it is because of disrespecting the holy box, the sacred box of Tabut-e-Sakina. So even they had realized that all these calamities befalling upon them, it's because of disrespecting, showing disrespect to Tabut-e-Sakina. So eventually what they did was that they loaded this sacred box, they placed the sacred box, Tabut-e-Sakina, on a cart, and they dragged the bulls that were dragging those carts towards the nation of Bani Israel, towards the towns of Bani Israel. So they also wanted, in a way, to compensate for the disrespect that they showed towards the sacred box, towards Tabut-e-Sakina. Now, the tribe of Amalika, they sent back Tabut-e-Sakina towards Bani Israel. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed four angels to take Tabut-e-Sakina, that sacred box, in the court of Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, who was appointed as a prophet towards Bani Israel. Now, this way, the lost blessing of Bani Israel was returned back to them. And the sacred box was given back to Bani Israel. Now, as mentioned before, Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet sent towards Bani Israel. Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam received Tabut-e-Sakina, the sacred box, right at the time when he was appointing Talut as the king of Bani Israel. And the people of Bani Israel, they were not accepting Talut as a king. So Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to them that I will appoint Talut as the king, and the proof of his kingship would be that you would receive Tabut-e-Sakina, the holy box, back as Talut would be appointed as the king. So they agreed on these terms, on these basis, and Tabut-e-Sakina was brought to Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu salam right at the time when Talut was being appointed as the king. And upon this, Bani Israel, they accepted. They accepted Talut as their king. Now, the story behind Talut being appointed as the king was that when Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, he appointed Talut as the king of Bani Israel, then the tradition in those days was that the Nabuwa, the prophethood, would remain in one family of Bani Israel, and the kingship would remain in one family of Bani Israel. So there were certain branches amongst the families, amongst the branches of Bani Israel in which the prophethood and kingship would remain. So the leaders, the chiefs of the tribes of Bani Israel, they said to Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam that prophethood, it stays amongst the branch, amongst the tribe of Lawi bin Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and the kingship, it remains amongst the branch of Yahud bin Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And what their point was that Talut neither belongs to Lawi bin Yaqub nor to the branch of Yahud bin Yaqub. So how can Talut be appointed as the king, as he is a poor person, he is not rich either, and based on these terms, we are more richer than him, we are apparently wiser than him. Well, this is what they thought, that they are more wise than Talut, and they considered themselves to be, richer than Talut. They considered themselves to be wiser than Talut because they were the chiefs of the tribe. Hence, based on all these criteria, they said that they deserve to be the king more than Talut. So, Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew, because he was a prophet, he had the insight, he knew that Talut is the rightly deserving candidate to be appointed as the king, because Talut was the most learned person amongst all of the Bani Israel. Although he did not belong to Lawi bin Yaqub or Yahud bin Yaqub's tribes, but Talut was the most deserving to be appointed as the king over Bani Israel because of his wisdom, because of his knowledge. So Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, to convince Bani Israel, he said that I will appoint Talut as the king, and the sacred box would be brought to us. So based on this condition, Bani Israel, they accepted. So when Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam appointed Talut as the king, that is when Allah Almighty ordered those four angels to bring Tabut-e-Sakina, the sacred holy box, in the court of Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam. So as soon as Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam appointed Talut as the king, and Bani Israel, they demanded for a proof for him to be a king, that is when those four angels appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they brought Tabut-e-Sakina, the sacred box, in the court of Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, which served as a sign of the kingship of Talut. And upon this, Bani Israel, they all accepted the kingship of Talut, and Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, he appointed Talut as a king over Bani Israel. And all the Bani Israel, they accepted this decision of Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, and Talut was appointed as the king of Bani Israel. Now, after Talut was appointed as the king over Bani Israel, he prepared an army, a huge army, to fight the pagans, to fight the disbelievers. And amongst this army was also Hazrat Sayyiduna Daud ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyiduna Daud alayhi salatu wasalam was also amongst the army that Talut, the king Talut, mobilized. And what is the story behind this army and behind Sayyiduna Daud alayhi salatu wasalam joining this army, and what exactly happened afterwards? We will try to cover this aspect, this story, in another episode of ours. But this is how Talut became a king and how the sacred box was returned to Bani Israel. Now, what exactly was inside the sacred box, inside Tabut-e-Sakina? It is stated that the sacred box, it contained the holy staff and the blessed shoes of Sayyiduna Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed turban of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, who's the brother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed ring of Sayyiduna Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the tablets on which Torah was inscribed, Torah was written, those tablets were also placed inside Tabut-e-Sakina, inside the holy box. Some Man and Salwa. Man or Salwa, the food that was descended upon Bani Israel in the field of tea by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of that food, Man or Salwa, was also placed inside the sacred box inside Tabut-e Sakina. And outlines of the appearances of Prophets alayhimus salatu wasalam were also placed inside Tabut-e Sakina, inside the blessed and holy box. So we come to know that all these sacred belongings were placed inside Tabut-e Sakina. All these items, sacred items, were placed inside Tabut-e Sakina. So when we say that the, now how has this incident, this event, this story been mentioned in the glorious Quran, in what words? Let's listen to the translation of those beautiful words. So it is stated in Surah Baqarah, verse number 248, translation from Kanzul Iman. And their prophet said to them, the sign of his kingdom is that there would come to you a wooden box in which from your Lord is the contentment of hearts and containing some relics left behind by the Honorable Musa and Honorable Harun, carried by the angels. Indeed, in it is a great sign for you if you are believers. So these are the beautiful words in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how the sacred box was returned to Bani Israel. And it also mentions regarding the sacred relics, the sacred belongings that were present inside the sacred. So this was the story of the day, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we covered. And what moral lessons does it contain? What beautiful Madani pearls does it contain for us? First of all, we learn, we come to know that the possessions and belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very prestigious in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hold a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those sacred belongings are a means of acquiring blessings and bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the box, Tabut-e Sakina, it contained the blessed shoes and staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and a blessed turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and other sacred relics as well. And by the virtue of all this, the box was so dignified, it was so honored, it was so respected, that it was carried by the angels on their shoulders. The angels, they presented this box in the court of Sayyidina Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Almighty called it a heavenly sign for Bani Israel, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, that blessings would descend from the box. So the belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the centers of mercy and blessings that provide solace to the souls of believers. So this is how beautifully sacred and dignified the holy relics, those belongings, are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are associated with the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just imagine, if this is the state of dignity and glory of the items, the belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that du'as are being accepted by the virtue of them, by the means of them, then imagine the rank of those chosen individuals to whom those belongings actually belong to. So when Tabut-e Sakina can be a means of the supplications and du'as of Bani Israel to be accepted, when Tabut-e Sakina can be something through which they can receive mercy and blessings, then imagine that those individuals whose belongings were present inside the sacred box, then imagine the shrines of those individuals where the blessed bodies of those individuals are laying down. How sacred and merciful, blessed that very place would be. When just the blessed shoes of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam can become a means of mercies to be descended upon Bani Israel when the sacred imama, the turban of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, can become a means of blessings to be showered upon Bani Israel, then imagine the best of the all the creations, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the blessed shrine of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. How sacred that would be. How many mercies and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be downpouring over there as the blessed body of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is resting over there. So when the sacred belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hold so much importance and so much dignity and blessings, then imagine the blessed bodies of Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salam, the blessed bodies of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how sacred they would be, and imagine the amount of blessings that would be showering at the places, at the shrines where the blessed bodies of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are resting themselves. So we shall never ever deprive ourselves from attaining the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from not going to the blessed shrines of awliya ikram rahimahumullah and anbiya ikram alayhimus salatu wasalam, as those are the places where the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are downpouring. Also, another beautiful lesson we learn from this beautiful story is that disrespecting, showing disrespect towards the sacred belongings of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a means of wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala striking upon you. Means of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befalling upon a person. Why? Because the tribe of Amalika, they showed disrespect towards Tabut-e Sakina, and they, ma'ad Allah, threw it at the pile of garbage, and ultimately, as a consequence of this, they had to face so many catastrophes and so many calamities, so many diseases from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were destroyed because of showing disrespect towards Tabut-e Sakina, towards the box that contained the sacred belongings of Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then imagine the individual who shows disrespect towards a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. As the tribe of Amalika, they faced so many calamities just because of showing disrespect towards a box that contained the sacred relics of Anbiya Ikram alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then imagine the one who shows disrespect towards a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, how many calamities he would face and how many destructions he would face in this world and in the hereafter. So we shall never ever disrespect any such belonging, any such sacred relic that is associated towards any chosen individual of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any sahabi of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, or any such thing which is associated towards Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And based on the same principle, we shall never ever try to disrespect a slightest disrespect towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, as this is a great means of deprivation and destruction for us in this world and in the hereafter. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the story of the day, and these were some of the moral lessons that we could derive from this beautiful story. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to respect the holy relics that are associated towards the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also enable us to show respect towards the chosen individuals and people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah Almighty enable us to attain mercies and blessings by presenting ourselves in their blessed courts, on their blessed shrines. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.